The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
So there's a good chance that this thing might potentially still be in the tower?
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
Kay. Kira just starts taking handfuls of pocket sand and just throwing them. Pocket sand!
Are they invisible? Like, I don't know anything about this thing. But he rolled enough to know what the fuck it is.
So. No, they're not. They are not invisible. They are fairly stealthy.
Just throws pocket sand in the corner of the room.
Hey, anything. Drink one of those potions.
Wait. Well, if they're not invisible, I think I have seen invisibility, but it's not going to help us now.
I think it's more important that you drink one of those potions.
67 out of 102.
Because the thing is, this is kind of an alien situation now. It may not have been able to get out until we opened the door.
Yeah. I still think you should probably drink one of those potions.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
What are the numbers on a superior? D what plus what?
I don't know. It's probably in the...
No, it's in the DMG.
Oh. Yeah. It's on Google.
It is.
Also true. Potion of Superior Healing, 8d4 plus 8.
Damn. That's a lot.
As long as you don't roll 1.
22 is...
You know what sucks is that it's basically going to require you to almost roll max on them just to get back to where you were.
Yep.
We could always step out and try and shrink the tower.
I'm missing a bunch of d4s.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not in there, then it would shrink, right?
Oh, I'm not a wizard.
The way he's explaining the tower, yes.
In space, no one can
hear. Are you helping him with the math, Troy?
Huh?
Why would Troy do that?
13. Got 16 back. It's not great, but it's not.
16
plus
4
plus 8?
16, oh, plus 8. Oh,
no. 24.
What you guys doing?
Waiting. Marveling at Lucas's math skills.
I forgot. Do what?
Waiting.
Pocket sand.
Just fucking show up. Move on.
I go downstairs and say, let's step out of the tower and try and trick it.
I'm okay with trying to do that.
You're going down to the bottom floor?
Yes.
You see...
Pocket sand. Kira just slides down, action rolls, and just throws sand in a wide arc.
You see a...
Seems like a recreation of Hole in the Sky.
there's living space down there. You see a kitchen. You see a sitting room, everything like that. On one wall, you see almost... It's like a scene out of Frankenstein. There is a table with a body stretched out on it.
Human body?
Not quite.
Patchwork body?
No, it's not patchwork. It's more mechanical.
Oh, we got one of those with us. Where's he at?
Outside, because he can't scale a 40-foot wall.
More mechanical.
You never asked him.
It's adamantine. He's going to slide.
There was a rope.
That would snap, and then we'd be out of a rope.
I think we've got plenty of rope.
I go look at the mechanical body.
As you approach it, Troy, what happens?
I don't know.
I said you had this idea.
I stab it.
Am I strapped down?
No, no.
It just goes... Booga, and you fucking cut it.
Am I awake then?
You will wake up in this body, yes.
We are unsure.
Wow.
Try not to be
nervous. Anyone who doesn't like Blazing Saddles should not listen to this show.
Yeah.
Truth.
What are you guys doing here? What am I doing here? Where's here?
The voice sounds kind of familiar.
Didn't your ass die?
I died.
Yeah?
I could call my mom.
Have you always been made of metal? Didn't you get disintegrated?
No, and I don't know.
I just imagine him looking at his metal hand and just starts screaming.
Yeah.
Sand check.
Sand check.
Yeah, it's like RoboCop waking up in the body and realizing, oh shit, yeah.
Have you,
Detective Murphy.
That's pretty cool. I got a new body.
Have you,
What do you guys do?
You, do you ever fight a death tyrant, man?
I mean, we all were. I didn't want to. You're...
Fucking ass. When you edit this from now on, you gotta add an echo so he sounds like a robot.
I will do that when you do something cool with your editing.
I do cool shit.
You just take the top and the bottom off. It makes him sound robotic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's it makes him. It's an old I think it's called old telephone. It does it, or AM radio. It takes the top and the bottom out. Jeff.
Yes.
Can I make a sand check?
Sure. Charisma save.
Oh, you're actually gonna make me roll something.
You asked for it. Yes.
I rolled a 10.
Take your madness up one. Troy, make a charisma save.
I didn't ask, he asked.
He asked for you.
Just like the death tyrant.
I begin screaming because my madness is now 3.
Oh, yeah, you do. Well, shit, let me look that up because I haven't read madness for a while.
You asked for it.
No, I believe you asked for it.
I asked to make sand check, which
I instantly walk over as he starts to scream and cast Greater Restoration.
Okay, yeah. I'll do it.
Because I'm informed in this and have done it already once.
Yes.
And know exactly what the fuck is happening.
Hey, he died. He died. And now he's a metal man. And now he's a metal man.
You'll be all right, bud.
What'd you roll?
Usually when...
Huh?
What'd you roll?
Didn't you just see me roll?
Yeah. There's an audience, Troy.
I rolled like a, I don't know, 3 or something.
Plus some numbers.
No.
Niner.
You don't have a... Oh, you don't have a charisma bonus. Okay.
I mean, I have a plus.
He's not a sorcerer anymore.
Yeah, you tick up your madness one. That's bad shit. Crazy.
Most of the time when my friends die, they stay dead. Although not always. I guess really it's probably 50-50 at this point. Kira just sits down in a corner and begins just rocking, holding her glaive.
Can we make an arcana check to know if this is how Warforged is supposed to work? Because I don't personally know. It's not how it normally works?
No, it's not typically how it works, but okay. Troy had an idea.
Because Troy didn't want to take the time to really make a whole new character.
He did make a whole new character. It's just a different...
Troy didn't want to lose the Trogdor voice.
He didn't... Sure Jeff just confirmed that by pointing at me off camera.
Troy didn't want to lose Trogdor.
Yeah. I mean, literally the only thing that's the same about the character is the voice.
No, the way I kind of explained it to Troy, we'll make it like a contingency spell is on this body. It pulls in the wizard if something happens to him, but something ate his soul before he got the transition.
Got it.
And Trogdor just happened to be tagging along with you guys.
It just so happened to be a vacant one-time use phylactery.
Yep.
That's kind of cool. I like that idea.
So, where are we?
Bit of a tower.
Wizard's Tower, not the normal one.
Yeah, different bloke.
Okay.
He's dead upstairs.
So
now it's our tower.
Should we plant a flag or something?
No flag, no country. These are the rules that I've just made up.
You've been restored. Quit rocking like it's
like
fucking...
I'm just thinking about how many people Kira has seen die and then come back in some different form or fashion or different body or
that's a fair point.
This is like Troy's third time doing this in some way, shape, or form.
That's
it's always Troy dying.
2.5
coming back.
I didn't really have control the second time. First time. Second
but you're
time?
Not the only one who's done this either, I don't think so.
Truth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, it's a greater than 50%
somewhere
now.
There's still like a blue gnome roaming the surface.
No.
No, it was Nexus.
Yeah,
we
guys killed
him.
And he wasn't a gnome anymore.
Oh, look, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He kind of looked like his normal self, but had oozy wings.
Yeah, completely lost.
So yes, I feel like Kira taking 5 and to sit in the corner and rock in a fetal position, even after being greater restored, is going to be...
Yeah.
She's down for a minute.
You've literally had the same character die twice. It's just you weren't in control of him the second
What's
time.
What's you guys' passive perceptions?
17.
12.
No. Yeah, 12.
16.
14.
Okay. Troy, roll me a D100.
Mm. It just coup de grace you while you're laying prone on the table.
Fucking walking out.
15.
The light goes out and the Warforged dies as the soul is sucked off by the demon.
The character reacts or retreats into his or her mind and becomes paralyzed. You're just kind of from the point of madness.
Okay.
For a few minutes, you're really out of it. You guys are dealing with him. Kira's off on her own, huddled in a corner. So that's pretty good. Roll for initiative.
I got boobs again.
No, you don't. You only get one of those.
I wasted on Lucas.
You did. What did everybody get?
16.
10.
23.
23? Troy, go ahead and roll, because if somebody does something to bring you out of it.
Oh. Initiative?
Yes.
Although I do like Troy's...
Nat 20!
Noise.
Which I do like give you a card. Troy's blasé. Oh, yeah, no, I'm just back.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
What do you mean? Oh, shit.
Troy had a plan, got nervous, and didn't go through with it.
Well, that's cool. I'm metal now.
Pretty cool robot dragon.
Death machine!
Okay. We're going to move through initiative order because you guys are doing your thing. When it gets to its turn, it will go after Cody. I don't know that you don't notice it until it comes at you, but it's slinking out of the fireplace.
Pocket sand!
So, it's going to get advantage on its first rolls.
Oh, hang on a minute.
What was
wrong with this character?
Yeah, does his sword start screaming? Does he still got that sword?
Somebody's got it in a bag somewhere. Nobody's using it.
I gave it to you, but I don't think
you're not using it.
Yeah, you have to be attuned to it.
It's just in a bag.
No.
First off, make a charisma save.
Me?
Yes.
14.
That's a fail.
Hold on. That's a pretty good roll.
It is a pretty good roll.
Can I at least get passing credit?
Huh?
D is for diploma, Jeff.
Yeah. Yes, since you get passing credit, you only take 2d12 damage.
Oh.
Yeah, but F is for fucked.
And I didn't get out any d12s because I didn't think I'd need them.
But you didn't think we'd fight the thing in
No,
the
I didn't realize. I didn't remember that it had d12s.
Throw some d's on that.
That's 10. 10 points of damage.
But?
No, I take it back. It's not actually damage. You're at max right now, so it kind of is, but your max is reduced by that much. It's starting to siphon off souls. Two attacks.
You got more than one soul?
So a 24 hit?
No. Can be hit by things divisible by 12s, 3s, and 4s simultaneously.
Lawyered.
Now, that's just an odd assortment of dice. It can't possibly be an attack.
It really doesn't make any fucking sense.
24
all.
Points of damage as it bites you. No, this was a claw. The bite is coming up. The 17 hit.
No, get fucked.
Cool. The bite does not hit.
Ow, bitch!
Get out the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you snap out of whatever madness thing
Oh, yeah,
doing.
No, I'm seeing red now. Rage.
Troy, you're still under madness. Lucas, you're up. You hear Kira scream, ah!
Do I see the creature when I turn around?
You do.
Cool.
Fireball!
Burn the whole place down.
It's made of metal, dumbass.
I melt the whole place down.
Give me a wisdom saving throw, sir.
We had a discussion. Fireball doesn't light things on fire.
This is what the thing looks
it
like.
It actually does.
That's pretty sweet.
It's kind of like a gargoyle-looking bat thing.
Yeah, it's the fucking demon in goddamn Fantasia.
A Nabasu?
N-A-B-A-S-S-U.
Cool. Give me a wisdom
Nabasu. Fail.
Created by Adam Sandler.
Cool. Hold monster.
That does it say. It sounds like an Adam Sandler.
I cast hold monster on it.
Okay.
He healed. I'm holding the monster. What would you like to do?
No, I'll pet him.
Look at you.
Oh, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Did I have that spell before?
At the end of your next turn,
yes.
You can make another save.
Anything else?
Nope.
Goes to Schroeder.
I thought you were higher than me.
Yeah, but I think it attacked after me.
Oh, you're right. I wrote it in the wrong order.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grady.
Do I get crits on a held monster, Lucas?
If it's successful
is,
crit,
it
yes.
is helpful. Helpless, paralyzed. Yes.
Paralyzed for the duration. You hit it, you crit it. Fuck it up.
Just gotta hit it.
Fuck it up, Kira. Fuck it up.
The fact that both of you did it, just...
Hey, we're baseball fans. What do you get?
I feel like that's more of a producing.
Is it an instant crit?
If you hit it.
A successful hit is a crit, yes.
Great weapon master?
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
You already have advantage to hit it.
Have advantage to hit it.
I'm literally so handing it to you.
You get double. It's, you get it's double.
Do not fuck this up.
10, right? I'm taking yes. minus 5 off the roll.
I'm giving you this thing on a platter.
I rolled two shitty numbers.
Well, fuck you.
Rage.
Yep. And does not post. Does not increase your to hit. It increases your damage.
That's correct.
How have you been playing a barbarian for? Gosh.
No, he is correct. There was something else that I was thinking.
Since well, 3.
12.
No, that's a miss.
Swing on it again. 13.
Miss.
Jesus Christ, Grady.
I swing on it again.
Okay.
That's why I'm pretty confident that
the
I could 12
on the die. What do you get?
I don't know if I have another attack after that.
Was it? What was the third one?
Oh, it was bad.
No, I mean, what was the third attack from?
I was just going to blow my wad and try and just
Oh, action surge?
Yeah, yeah.
So you get one
you
more.
Get two more attacks.
I know. I threw my dice because I'm mad.
Oh, well, you got a 12.
I've rolled 2 7s, a 6 and an 8,
roll
and a 1 and a 4.
Roll a different die. Change dice.
I mean, I'm thoroughly enjoying it, but...
There's a 7 and a 1.
What's your plus?
Well, I mean, normally it's plus 10.
Okay.
It's minus 5. So it'd be another 12.
Does anybody who can hit like to hit now? Is it on you, Schroeder?
You got a bonus action. No, you raged. Schroeder. Actually, no. That would be my turn, so I'm going to make the save. At the end of my turn, that's a 19. He's not held.
That is true.
Now it's Schroeder's turn.
No longer held, but you can still hit him.
Yeah.
I got one more 5th level spot. I can cast it again.
Actually, I'm going to...
Your action was to break free.
No, that happened at the end of my turn. During his turn. Grady, you need to make a charisma save.
I'm sure it's going to go well, Jeff.
I know.
I've rolled
about... Because it's a gaze. It's not an attack.
Oh, yeah.
He's already looking at
it. You can do that. Yeah, because it's not a physical thing.
Don't, hey, I
rolled
don't
say
a
that around Kid Rock.
He will fire bullets into Bud Light. That's what he'll do.
Way to make that joke like 9 months later. What do you want, you prick?
A charisma save.
It just happened.
17.
It just happened 2 days.
That passes. Yeah, that does pass. Schroeder.
Remember when Kid Rock was cool? Me either.
I mean, I really enjoyed...
I do remember when he was cool.
Devil Without a Cause CD.
Yeah,
I like the first album.
I mean,
technically not his first.
Make a concept.
Woodstock 99. That's about it.
Make a concept.
That's kind of where it ended.
Yeah, it's kind of his peak.
It was everybody's peak.
I'm betting that's a fail.
Once what Woodstock 99 happened,
Seven.
People were like, nah.
Yeah, it's a fail.
Pretty good.
Pretty Blight.
Good. Dad bod.
Okay, so you're moving up
so
to touch
that
it?
One. There's another one.
Do you
called,
have to?
It's 35.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're kind of doing this one theater of the...
41 points of damage.
Yeah.
Necrotic.
41?
Yep.
It's literally insane.
Well, considering all the shit...
And I'll cast Shillelagh as my bonus action.
Okay. Troy, you're up. Actually, no, you're not up. Lucas.
Should I try to hold it again, you think?
I don't know.
How many more rolls can I miss?
I don't know. I got one more. I could do it one more time as a fifth level because I only have one more fifth level slot. How much damage did you do to it?
41.
That's decent.
Zero.
Potentially 41. I don't know if that's actually what I did.
What was it?
Necrotic.
Because he does have resistances. Yes, it looks like that hurt it.
Okay.
You know what? Roll me an ant saving throw.
Probably not good. That's a 13.
Not good. This is Tosh's Mind Whip. That is 9 psychic damage. You cannot take a reaction until the end of your next turn. Moreover, you must choose whether you get to move... You get a move, an action, or a bonus action, only one of the three.
Okay. For how long?
Until the end of your next turn. You can't take a reaction, period. On your turn, you either move, you take an action, or a bonus action. That's
cool.
It.
Cool. Okay. Y'all done?
Yes.
Grady.
I'll try and hit it again.
Okay.
For the first time. I don't have advantage because he didn't hold it.
I did Correct. Not hold it this time. I was trying to do damage instead.
You can get advantage.
I thought psychic damage would be better.
Yeah. I will give advantage to get advantage.
All right.
And I will Great Weapon Master.
Yep.
Because why not?
Do it.
That's going to hit, I hope. That's like a 22.
Yes, that will hit.
He said into the mic.
It's a 22.
Yell it up. He said it into the mic anyways. He looked away after the fact.
No, he was looking at his thing.
Oh, I watched him.
So was I. We watching the same show?
Usually not. Yeah, most of the time not. And I'm going to assume that you need to up your prescription.
I should probably start a prescription. I'm not on shit.
I'm talking about your glasses,
dumbass.
You dumb fuck.
I thought you were talking about mental medication because I probably need some.
Twenty points of damage.
That's good damage. You get two
okay.
hits, two attacks.
Yeah, you do. Oh man,
it's gonna be 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
22 points of damage.
You do anything cool with any of your other shit?
We're doing Theater of the Mind. I mean, I can. Does somebody want to move? Like, that's...
I guess it is kind of your big thing.
I was kind of hoping that doing another 40-some points of damage would put it down, but it doesn't seem like it did.
No, You see, the Out of the Abyss campaign throws in, like, level or CR4 creatures for you to deal with.
Sure.
I'm not doing that.
That's fair.
As written in the book, this tower should have had two shadow demons in it, which are CR6 creatures, I believe.
Cool. Who's up?
Are you all done?
Yeah, I was just seeing if I wanted to do anything else.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I mean, I can hit it with the pole arm for an extra bit of damage. 15?
No, that's a miss.
Okay.
It's going to attack...
Who?
The one that is up, right up in its grill attacking it.
Mm-hmm. Coward.
With advantage. First off, charisma save.
No.
Yeah.
Probably not enough, because I don't even think it's a 10.
Your max goes down by 8. Claw. 27 to hit.
Can't be hit by prime numbers.
3d6, 2d10.
I just want to see if Jeff said anything.
11, 18, 22, 28 points of damage.
So 14.
Yep. bite. It's a 25 to hit. That is 37 points of damage.
To be 18?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I forgot something about him.
Bummer. Let's go on.
Yep. Schroeder, you're up.
Based on my knowledge of the madness, is my interpretation of what's happening to the Warforged, like, could I lesser restoration him back to, like, being functional?
You could remove curse.
I don't have that ready.
It's considered a curse?
Yes.
Well, it's curse or greater restoration.
Yeah, remove curse will break the madness.
I'm not worried about the madness. I'm worried about
getting him active.
Right.
That, yeah, it's the madness that's keeping him from being active.
Gotcha. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was...
You will break the effect of the madness. You won't remove the points.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Greater restoration removes the points. So, like, the mad creatures that you've found and cast remove curse on, it breaks whatever they're in the middle of, but it doesn't remove the madness completely.
I don't have it prepared either way.
So what are you going to do?
I'll cast Greater Restoration on...
Okay.
Is it still... It is... The name's... It's literally the same character.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll cast Greater Restoration on Trogdor.
Okay. Your point of madness goes away, and you are active.
Sweet. He goes by Alan now. Alan T. Rogdor.
And that's it. Okay. I don't have anything else bonus action-wise I can do.
Troy, you're up.
So I'm going to, like, attempt to use a breath weapon, but obviously I don't have that anymore.
He just opens his mouth and goes,
yeah. No, that didn't work. So
he stands up and his metal bits are jingling.
Scorching Ray.
Did you see that?
That's the
nice.
Now I want to start running games because I want that fucking shirt.
The dog's whining at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, I think
they're No, wait a minute. 19 hit?
19 does hit.
That is sweet. Thought. You got a card that's useful? To anything?
Hmm?
You have a card that's useful for anything?
No.
Why?
I don't add anything to that, right?
Not unless you have something that specifically says you do.
I don't think so. So, 8.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. That's...
That should be more than 2d6, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's d10s.
No.
What's it say?
What spell is it?
Scorching Ray. But
I thought you were doing Firebolt. No, I'm sorry.
But I get 3 of them.
Yes.
So another 4.
So 8, 4,
nice. And 11.
And 11.
So 23.
23. It looks like he soaks about half that damage.
Ooh.
So he'll take 11.
Is that just fire?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Anything else?
So did you just cast Scorching Ray out of your mouth?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was out of his Iron Man hand thing?
No, that's it for now.
Lucas.
Give me a wisdom save. He does advantage also?
16, yes. That's the thing that I missed. He's got magic resistance.
Oh.
So any magic saves he has advantage on. 16 for...
The DC is 16.
So he meets. He passes.
Anything off? Hang on. Fuck. Nothing happens.
Save or suck?
Yeah. This is cantrip, so...
Anything else? Move, bonus?
I don't... Bonus actions.
Yeah, not all characters do.
And moving doesn't really make a difference at this point. No.
Nope. Okay. Goes to Grady.
Wait till Grady gets back.
Or we could skip him. I'd be good with that.
I'm sure you would.
Actually,
suck on a dice bag.
You did that earlier.
We can't all be great.
There are other things that I can do. I'm trying to, like, I wouldn't know that I could do them, I guess, necessarily.
You could go to try and cast a spell and something else happens.
Well, that's what
That's why I went with Scorching Ray, because that's something that at least I knew I could do before. So yeah.
You describe it however you want, man. I'm good with it.
It's not a whole lot more. A lot of this get figured out.
I don't know. You could probably get away with a lot right now, because I haven't read Artificer.
Are you waiting on my action?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it still alive?
Yes.
He seems to be magic resistant.
I am attacking with magic a magic weapon.
Magic resistant and at least resistant to fire damage.
Fair enough. Give advantage to get advantage.
Yep.
Great weapon master.
Go for it.
It's going to be 21.
That'll hit.
4. It's plus 10 damage, right?
Correct.
14 damage.
Is that right? No, that's not right. Sorry. 10, 16.
16 plus 4. 20 damage. My bad.
Well, because you're hitting him with a glaive, right?
Yeah.
So
and it's a magic glaive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still up.
It's a 19 plus, so that definitely
yes,
hits.
It does.
16, 18 plus another 7, so another 25 points of damage.
Nice.
I'll try and hit it with the end.
Yep.
Poke it.
Bop it.
That's a 21 to hit.
That'll do it.
Now, that's only a D4. Do I get the plus 10 on?
Yeah, if you took the minus 5.
Okay, so it's just a D4 plus.
Because it's just a D4 straight, I think.
No, it's plus strength, plus whatever the weapon damage is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, D4 plus...
Your regular weapon damage. Or yeah. Your regular damage bonus.
So, D4 plus...
Yeah.
Plus 10.
Yeah. 19.
Damn.
Smack the shit out of it. And that damage should all be going through.
It is. It's all magic damage.
Or it's probably going to try and hit me in the face again, yeah.
It is.
All right, go for it.
Charisma.
That'll go help, Berger.
Yeah, charisma save.
No! That might be a good one. No, it is not. 14.
Oh, good.
Hold on. Make sure I read that right.
Does he know how to use this power?
Add 5.
19.
4.
15.
It's a fail.
Here comes another card.
Actually, I don't think that's going to work. That's not a saving throw.
So for the audience, since this is an audio podcast.
We're flinging the crit yes. Fumble cards.
I rolled like shit. Troy gave me a big plus, and then Jeff gave me another minus.
That was your flash of genius, yes. Right?
I do
remember Craig doing that.
Oh, shit. Flash of genius.
Your hit point max goes down by 7 more.
Hang on, what did they miss while I was out?
That was the gaze attack.
Oh, okay.
What do you?
I continue to serve as a punching bag.
Yeah, what is your max down to? I'm curious.
108.
Okay,
fine.
You're good.
You fucking still more than I have my total.
That's a hit on the claw.
That wasn't what I was asking though. Where are you at?
We'll see. I don't think he can put me down now unless he gets a real good roll.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be ugly after this hit.
I'm trying
if
to
he hits
out.
Both times and hurts, it's going to be, we're going
to
be.
I'm trying to figure out if I need to heal or if I need to just try and hit.
I don't think he can put me down this turn.
Use it now.
It'd be really nice if he would not hit every time, but that is kind of how this works.
Mm. 21 points of damage on the claw.
So it'd be 10?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Well, he's going to hit me.
No.
23?
No.
What? You don't hit.
Yeah.
Lucas throws a card and I don't hit. That probably gives me at least... That almost guarantees me another full round of being hit.
Yeah.
Yep.
You should have used it on the first one.
I should have, but...
Because the second one does a hell of a lot more damage.
Which means we are happy we did it on the second one?
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Hey, you think you can last another round?
Probably.
Okay, well then I'm hitting him.
Schroeder.
Alright. I'm moving up to it.
Okay.
Bonus action, spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Actual action, attacking with my shillelagh.
Yeah. You also get the attack with the spiritual weapon.
I know I do. That's gonna hit because it's 16 plus my modifiers.
Okay.
So it's a D8 plus. And it's just plus strength, right? Shillelagh
plus wisdom.
Oh, it is plus wisdom. So the damage is plus wisdom?
Yes.
Okay.
You're to hit and your damage.
Got you. That's 9 points of damage from a shillelagh, which is magic. And then spiritual weapon, 12 plus 5, so 17?
Miss.
Okay.
Damn.
What was your first to hit?
21.
Okay.
Wait, no, is it just plus wisdom? Or no, I didn't add proficiency. Don't you get a proficiency bonus to that too?
Yeah, I believe so.
So it's 19.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay.
Oh, man.
8 plus 13 points of damage.
It's whatever your spell attack is.
Yeah. For the hit.
Yes.
13 damage, because I max a hit.
Okay. He is looking pretty damn rough. Troy, you're up. Unless you have something else.
No, I did an action and a bonus action.
Okay.
Kill it.
Do it, Troy.
Do it to it, Lars.
So I go to some other spell, but this doesn't work again. And instead, a thorny vine comes out of my hand.
Okay.
Are you thorn whipping it?
Yeah. That's a 20.
That'll hit.
Ooh.
13.
Oh, was the first one a 1?
Damage?
Yeah.
And you pull it 10 feet, right?
Yeah, and then it's pulled 10 feet closer to me.
It doesn't get a strength save?
No.
Okay.
Are you large or smaller?
Actually, I think it's huge.
No.
Oh,
is it really?
No, you're right. It is medium.
It's got, as I say, if it's huge, it's barely fitting in this room.
Yeah, it's only a 40-foot room, right? Yeah.
Medium fiend.
Okay.
Huge is only 15 feet.
It's on me.
Okay. Yeah, it is Lucas's turn.
Have you guys still not killed this thing?
We took a break so your son could have his breathing treatment.
Yeah. I know, but I figured you had killed it by then.
No. We were waiting for the buzz to stop. We all had pie,
oh, shit.
And then we talked about how people took shits.
There's a body found in a creek in Plainfield.
Oh, damn. They identify it?
It's a body.
Identified as one Jeff Thorpe.
He's been a soundboard this entire time.
7300 block of County Road 750 East, just south of Plainfield.
750 East.
Near Clark's Creek and White Lick Creek.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. All right, casting a fourth level magic missile.
Okay.
Wait, I don't miss.
You won't miss, and he doesn't get a save.
Should be 6 darts.
What level?
4th. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is 6 darts.
That's what I need. Well, like 3 of these. Mm. Is it plus 1 each dart? Plus 1?
Yeah, so it's plus 6.
6, 7, 8. 8, 11, 15. 18 plus 6, you said? Is that what you said?
Plus 6.
So 24.
Damn, he rolled good.
Pew,
force,
pew, pew, 24 pew,
force
pew,
damage.
Pew.
And I have Power Surge, which I can add half my level to, so that's another 6 damage of force.
Describe your kill. I don't feel like doing it.
I blow its fucking head in pieces, and it dies.
Cool.
All 6 darts go up its nose and then proceed to explode its eyes out like...
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Not 2 weeks.
That's not where I was going to go, but I'll allow it.
Oh, which one?
Orifices.
Isn't it Roger Rabbit where like his face melts and then shit starts blowing out of it?
Yeah.
It's Christopher Lloyd that happens to when he turns into a tune.
I
feel like he's like, and then like his face like explodes.
His face doesn't explode. I mean, his eyes kind of bug out.
You know what I did watch recently?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Dude
with the face melty thing and then blows up.
I'm looking for some sort of Roger Corman directed explosion of the face that is the climactic money shot, as it were.
He did.
So you've got your party member, you've got your treasure from upstairs, and you supposedly have a tower.
Say the magic word.
We have to be outside of it.
Then go outside.
Holy shit. I only say bring this up because apparently it's a University of Indianapolis player. Hit for the cycle and threw a no-hitter in the same game.
Nice.
No shit.
Yeah.
That guy's
wow.
Because I was like, okay, this is going to be some weird thing. And I'm like, holy shit, it, not only is it weird, it happened here in Indianapolis. Props.
There's nothing else in this on this level other than the creature?
No. No, there were two bodies on the second floor. There Kitchenette. Was one on the third.
Did you check the rooms? Were there anything in those rooms?
No, it was bedrooms.
The bedrooms were on the second floor. This, he said, described as a kitchenette and apparently a torture rack.
Okay.
And a sitting room. Yeah.
So apparently I'm no longer a sorcerer. That's a thing.
I know this is going to sound weird, but I've seen this before. You eventually turn evil. Wait, were you on our side before? It seems to flip-flop.
I want to say yes.
Okay, he's going to turn evil. We could put him down now to prevent that, possibly. Would you be coming back as a blue man?
No. I didn't expect I'd come back, I guess.
Do you know Loth personally?
Who?
Okay.
Lilith Fair? Is that what you said?
Getting bad vibes, that's all. Do you have a stupid pun for a name?
It's the same name I've always had.
Okay.
So kinda.
Just looking for evidence. Kira's like pulled out her detective notebook, Miss Marple shit, whatever it was we in that lost episode that was I loved a lot, and is like
the Blues Clues notebook.
I got it.
A clue. She's Cole Phelpsing this shit.
I'm really sad that we lost that episode.
I know. I was definitely.
That was a very entertaining episode.
I was definitely on it.
You were like, I'm drunk and not going to do anything anybody wants me to do. He's like, I'm mad and running off on my own. And I was like, God damn it. Fuck. Then chasing after him.
The whole time he's trying to figure out how to take a shit. Let's move on.
He knows how to do it. He just has to find
it. Schroeder doesn't like it when Lucas gets back at him.
I didn't even say anything.
He just has to find the second greater size toilet in order to take it in.
Billy Madison, where he's like trying to squall down, scooch down to the urinal. We can exit the building. So if I say the word and it shrinks, I guess?
It does. Shrinks down to 1 inch square. Or 1 inch cubed.
Guys, put it in my pocket?
You can.
We have it. What was this actual thing called again? Sorry.
Darren's Instant Fortress.
Darren's Instant Fortress. And it's not a spell. It's just a thing.
It's a magic item.
It's a magic item.
Okay.
And we can use it at any point.
It's D-A-E-R-N.
You don't have to attune to it, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
In about 20 minutes when it's in his pocket, I'm going to say the magic word.
You realize once you're the one who activated it, the gargoyles are real up there. Mm-hmm. The person who had created or brought the tower back was dead. So you weren't trying to get in and hurt that keep that person. The gargoyles will attack.
Oh, the gargoyles aren't part of the fortress.
They are.
No, they are. But what he's saying is that now they will attack in defense of us.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm
that's
not cool. Explaining that very well, but yes.
Okay, I thought they were going to attack me all of a sudden. Nope. I was like, but they're like a
yes, they're going
now.
To come out of your pocket and they're which, crawl up your ass.
Which next generation actor is voicing our four gargoyles?
Ooh.
Next generation?
Cole Meany.
Okay.
I like Cole Meany.
I don't
no,
know
that's
who
it.
That is.
He's doing all of them.
Chief O'Brien.
Bartley.
Transporter guy who was in Deep Space Nine.
Give me Cheech Marin on one of them.
He's not Deep Space. He's not, no.
He's not next generation.
No, I'm not, I don't care. I just want his voice in the show.
Barkley.
Charles Barkley?
No, Reginald Barkley.
Reggie.
Charles Barkley.
Everybody gonna love Reggie. like, you're pulling out some deep cuts.
I know.
No. I want to see if he's got two more, because those are both incredible picks.
Those are, oh yeah.
It's not next generation, but I like Picardo. The actor's name is Picardo. He's the
emergency.
He does
the EMH. Yeah.
Technically, I mean, he shows up. He's in First Contact.
That's true.
Next
he is.
We'll do Picardo.
Fucking nerds.
And your fucking mom. That's the
fourth. Oh, okay.
That's good.
Garrick would be my next choice.
Garrick.
Yeah. Okay.
Garrick and Bashir.
Are these all characters from the same show?
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. Okay.
More or less.
I just don't know any of them.
So. I made a reference that I thought somebody at the table would get, and I thought Troy was on it, but I don't know if anybody is. So
would you?
The original TV show Gargoyles was voiced by like all actors from the Next Generation.
Oh
yeah,
I didn't know that.
The main sort of antagonist guy was
Xanatos,
Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah.
Then Demona was Marina Sirtis.
Well, I know Frakes.
Puck was Data.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally.
Michael Dorn was the bionic one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Like, it became a running gag because, like, eventually, as the show went on, they got more actors from Next Generation. Because
Patrick Stewart never did anything on there.
No, because there's a video somewhere on the early days of the interwebs where it flashes through, like, stars of Next Generation Gargoyles. And it plays the Gargoyles team, and it shows the actor in Star Trek next to the picture of the animated. And it goes through, like, six of them. And then it shows Picard on the Enterprise and starts playing the Enterprise or the Next Generation theme. And it says... And Captain Jean-Luc Picard is Captain Jean-Luc Picard in Gargoyles. I'm like, yep. To try and find out. That's the old ways. That's the old magic. That's like a You're the Man Now Dog type shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So are we ready to move into the labyrinth?
Sure. Colm Meaney, Gargoyle.
Perfect.
Big
fan.
Well, I guess eventually get to know... what I am.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you spend some time...
I like flipping, to see you walking.
Flipping the switches and... you have trouble balancing.
Oh.
Dragonborn don't have tails.
I think the quadrant.
When we went back to the tower, or when they went back to the tower...
No.
We had asked for magical items.
Yeah, he wasn't back.
Okay.
They're literal, like...
I didn't feel like dealing with it.
The hexes, yeah.
But
you can't
see them here. They're so. Think of it as a hex. Yeah.
They're so hidden.
Sure.
I mean, to me, in here, I can't see hexes.
As we're walking, I'm going to find a piece of wood and I'll be doing some carving.
Okay.
I will, I'll talk to the big man and be like, hey, dude, you good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel all right?
Supposedly. Apparently, I mean, do I look good?
You look like a metal man.
Because I am. You're very perceptive.
Wait, does he look like
really
a dragon?
It's really not that far off.
No.
I mean, that was my original goal, was basically be a dragonborn looking.
Then yes, I guess it's a dragonborn looking.
So it's a dragonborn looking iron forged, warforged
yeah.
Metallic dragon. So it's really not that different besides maybe the color.
Yeah.
You good?
Like, you need anything? Oil? Like, you're kind of...
Need some...
Oil can!
Oil can.
Weapons, maybe? Got any...
Magical items that would help you on your quest?
My quest. Armor. Something cool.
You can't wear armor, can you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I don't really wear armor. I become one with the armor.
It's a murder machine.
What's the... I know we had adamantine armor, but what kind of armor was it?
I gave you the list.
I don't think it was...
I was wondering why my phone buzzed. That's exactly what he probably described a minute ago.
We're just describing gargoyles. I mean, there's other names.
Except
the show.
there are like 12 actors from Star Trek who played in gargoyles.
But like,
we only named
Ron
like
Perlman
four of them.
Was Ron Perlman not on that show?
Huh?
Ron Perlman was not in Star Trek, no.
No, on gargoyles.
No. I mean, he may have voiced a character, but not a regular.
Pretty sure he did.
That's not one that jumps out at me, but... Because I went through and rewatched it.
It's a really long fucking series. Like, I forgot how long that show was.
Not as long as I thought it was, but yeah.
I guess I don't remember, like, daytime/afternoon kids cartoons really had long-ass seasons.
Yeah, they're 23 episodes.
Some of them are longer than that.
What you need, big man?
Well, that was the other thing, is I assumed an armor that I would have, but I didn't know what the adamantine armor was.
It's an extra 500.
Adamantine armor, literally, you cannot be critted.
I know, but what kind of armor is it?
That is the metal.
No, it's any armor that's made of metal can be made of adamantine. It adds 500 gold to the price.
I understand.
Is it like medium?
Oh, what, the kind that they already have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
I don't know.
I gave you...
It's not on that list.
You mean the actual size, right?
Yeah, like what kind of armor is it?
Who had it?
It fits you. Who cares? Let's move on.
Oh, I do have it. It's in there. I just have written down adamantine armor, set of armor. I don't know.
Do you remember where you got it?
It was early.
Take it off a dead body?
I don't know.
No? Where did we find it?
Did we find it in the... In the Beholder Tower?
The Faux Beholder.
Maybe.
The one with all the eye stalks sewn on?
It was a Beholder. It was
a crazy one.
Extra shit. Yeah,
it was fucking mine.
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't the second time.
We lost that footage.
I don't think.
I don't think so either, actually. No,
in the types of armor, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that can be metal. So roll me a d8.
No. 4.
It's half plate.
Ooh. It's not bad.
That's what I was going to choose anyways.
There you go.
15 plus dex, max 2, disadvantage on stealth.
Oh, you already had that written in, you son of a bitch. we talked about that today. So you're welcome for the perfect role for you.
Yeah.
So I'd give you the adamantine armor, flame tongue, the plus 2 short sword, and what else?
That should be fine.
And a pull off way.
Oh, and the dagger. There's a plus 1 dagger.
And a plus 1 dagger. There you go.
Most of those were Mulvaces anyways.
Yes.
Yeah, they were. Actually, I think all 3 of them.
He didn't make his character exactly for those particular items at all. There you go.
Oh, and I have a shield.
Yeah.
Okay. Because.
Because
it was laying next to the body.
A talking shield with a face on it beats the souls of my enemies and gives me power.
Harrison shield?
Brooke shields.
That's where I was gonna go.
Fuck.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's got
Brooke
jokes.
Shield.
Good.
But you always make it possessive. Brooke shields on the job,
or just Brooke's shield.
Brooke's shield.
Like Brooke's shield.
Brooke's shield! Every time you block something, you just yell it. Cool.
Yeah.
So, we hand wave that.
Yep. You guys are all
items.
Good, ready to go.
Labyrinth time!
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. Tidal waves when it's your time to leave.